I need the help of the Holy Spirit to love Robert. I need the help of the Holy Spirit to love Maureen. I need the help of the Holy Spirit to have compassion one for another. I need the Holy Spirit in my life to treat other people the way they should be. Before I was saved, I didn't do that. I didn't care about anybody else. It was me, myself, and I, and whatever made me happy. That's all I was concerned about. And the only thing that stopped me from doing more illegal things was a fear of getting caught and end up in jail. And I wanted to keep myself out of jail. That would be about the only reason. But that's not the reason that I function from today. I get to love people because God has placed the grace in me to be able to do that. I get to walk in humility because God has placed within me an ability and a grace to do that. Amen. We need that grace and mercy, no matter what it is. I'll tell you one thing, folks. Even as parents today, raising little kids, you need the power of God to be a good parent. You really do. You need the power of God. There are so many things that are trying to influence their children today. Don't expect to be able to do it without the power of God. Don't expect to be able to do it without the wisdom, the anointing that comes from God to be a good parent, to be a good husband, to be a good wife. Believe Him for the power of the Spirit in every situation. And I'll say something else. Don't expect to do wonderful at your job without the power of the Holy Spirit as well. Count on Him. Factor in the anointing of God. Bring Him in this to the situation and see the miraculous happen. But if you'll take time for Him, He'll take time for you. Let me say that again. If you will take time for Him, He will take time for you. God said, "You'll find me when you seek for me with all of your heart." Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be yours." Seek first the kingdom of God. That means put the kingdom of God in top priority in life. First and foremost, the kingdom of God. Boy, if the body of Christ could get shifted around, that we would constantly be putting first the kingdom of God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. I was sharing Wednesday night how Peter, he thought he was putting first the kingdom of God. He thought he was right. He thought he would die for Jesus. But when it came to it, he couldn't even stand up and say that he even knew the man. But what happened to him after he got filled with the Holy Ghost? What happened after the Holy Spirit came upon him and the Holy Spirit began to move through him? He stood up amongst the very leaders that threatened to kill him and those who had killed Jesus, and he declared that Jesus Christ was Lord. He started preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thousands of people were saved after the Holy Spirit came upon him. Glory to God. Too many Christians today are trying to live a Christian life without the influence of the Holy Spirit. Ha-ha! The Holy Spirit says, "I have come to lead you in all truth. I have come to draw out of you the treasure that has been put in there, because Jesus Christ paid the price that you might walk in the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit." Don't neglect the power of the Holy Spirit, because it is that very power that will cause you to be victorious in your life. Victory is yours. It has been declared from the foundation of the world that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will walk in victory. It belongs to you. Enter in and receive by the power of the Holy Spirit His direction and His guidance, and victory will be yours. Oh, today you may be walking in a place where it seems like victory is not there, but it has been declared by God Almighty that victory is yours, because the victorious one has come and He bought it and paid for it so that you might enjoy the fullness of the life of God here on the earth, not over in heaven. For Jesus Himself declared, "Pray that the kingdom of God would come to earth." You are on the earth now. You are to enjoy the victory that Jesus Christ paid for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is so good. The anointing is good. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's let the worship team come back. Oh, please. Hallelujah. I got kind of caught up there in the Holy Ghost. It is so wonderful to be caught up in the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the prophetic word comes, it just gets all over you. I'm convinced it changes the environment. You know, the angels are commissioned to hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Scripture says angels hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Well, when God speaks, when you hear a word from the Lord, when you hear a grace administered to you and you begin to speak it out and it's the word of the Lord, angels are commissioned to hearken to that word that comes out of your mouth. If it's God's word, and one thing I know how it can be God's word is take the word of God, read the word of God over your life. Read it. If you have a difficulty having a sense of righteousness, take 2 Corinthians 5:21 and read. He, Jesus, who had no sin, became sin for me, that I might become the righteousness of God in him. If you ever have a difficulty in having a sense of righteousness, take that scripture, allow it to flow out of your mouth, begin to say it over and over and over again, and you'll begin to sense the washing of the Word of God come over you and bring cleansing into you that actually you can begin to feel the righteousness of God. You know, you and I are called for a purpose. We're all gifted with a certain treasure. And one of the main things that we should be involved in is doing everything we can to release that treasure. Now, I forget now, about 2 months ago, maybe you came to me with this idea of kindness. I read this, what Margie's idea of what she wanted to do in bringing acts of kindness in our community in Charlestown in the city. And my first thought was, this is not Margie, because this is not something that she would step into. And I knew that, and when the more I talked to her a little bit, I knew it was the Spirit of God impressing upon her to do this. And the thing is, she could have said, no way, that's not me, that's not what I'm familiar with. I don't organize something like this. And she talked about going in the streets and talking to people and so forth. Well, we know Margie, and it's difficult for her to do that. So because of that, she could have just said, no way, I'm not doing that, I'm not going there, that is not me, I must be hearing somebody else, that can't be God. But she was spiritually aware enough to know that it was God. So what's she going to do now? Because she knows she can't do it. Her husband says, pray. Well, yeah, and yield it, step out in faith. This is what faith is all about. God called you to do something. You step out even though you don't feel qualified. But you take the word of God and find out where the word of God says that I have qualified you. And then you step out in faith and begin to do it. You begin to put one foot of faith in front of the other and get things in place. You do the little thing that you can do. You can't see yourself doing this huge thing, but you see this little thing in front of you and you do that, and then you go to the next one, and then God will lead you to the next one and give you power to be able to fulfill the call that God has put on your life. Amen. Now, don't look at a call as some huge thing, but look at the little thing that you can do. Do the thing that is set before you at the present time, and that will help qualify you to step into the next step. But until you make the first step, you can never see the picture coming into completion. But when you count on the Holy Spirit, things become successful. Things begin to mature. Now, folks, I've been in this long enough to realize that we can get off in the ditch pretty easy. We can get off believing for grandiose things. We can get off and believe, you know, well, I'm going to believe God for $1 million when we can't pay our rent. Well, first of all, we have to start believing, God, I need money for my rent. I'm going to believe God for my rent. Start with that. Start with that. I need better transportation. Start believing God for that. Don't go to these grandiose things because you're fooling yourself. If your faith was at that level, you wouldn't have to be, you know, dealing with the issues that you're dealing with now. Start where you're at. George Mueller, who believed God for literally thousands and millions of dollars in order to feed thousands of orphans many, many years ago, he said, it takes all of my faith to believe for $1 million today. But you know what? He said, when I was starting out, it took all of my faith to believe for $10. And some of us have $10 faith, and that's what we should believe for. And see it, watch it grow. Watch it grow. Don't go believing for something that's so out there that your faith has not been worked up to. You haven't even got the Word of God enough in you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Some of us haven't even got enough of the Word of God to believe God for anything. Amen, Pastor Bill. But I tell you, we are in a process where we can grow. We don't have to stay where we're at.
Amen.
We can grow and grow and grow and grow. And you know what I've seen God do in my own personal life? I'm not talking just about theory here, but what I've seen God do in my own personal life. What Debbie and I have been in it together for years. We've been praying and believing God together for years. And what I've seen Him do in my own personal life, I can get so excited, so overjoyed, seeing the blessing of God over and over again. And boy, when we were starting out, boy, when we were in difficult problems, it sure didn't look like it was too good. It was sure a difficult time. But in the midst of that, we would stay in faith and confess God's word and believe that things are going to change eventually. And eventually things did change.
Amen.
But, you know, when it did change, we didn't have to change too much about our confession because we just kept doing the same thing because it was what got us out of there in the first place. And, you know, sometimes we'd say some pretty radical things when it comes to statements of faith. And we got used to thinking that way to the point where one day, you know, I think I probably mentioned this before. We used to live in the farmhouse and burn wood all the time, and the wood was in the basement. And one day I was carrying up an armload of wood and put it in the wood box behind the stove. And I said to Debbie, "Man, my back is sore." You know what she said to me? "Rebuke it and go and get another load." So I rebuked it and hobbled down and got another load. But when you get thinking like that, when that kind of thinking pervades your intellect, so those are the first words that come out, faith rises up. I mean, when she said that to me, it just kind of jolted me. I could have gotten mad and say, "A lot of compassion coming out of you." But I was used to that by then. I could have gotten mad, but no, I didn't. I simply... It reminded me, yes, we are faith people. And let's believe God to see His provision manifested in their lives. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand up. Let's stand up and worship. You got a worship song? Let's worship Him for a moment and see what the Holy Spirit says today. You declare to us, dear God, that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are healed. We take those promises, Father, and by faith we say we receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we recognize, dear God, that everything that we see with our eyes to this day is not coming on in line with the Word of God as yet. But I realize, Lord, that this world is in a place of transformation. And Father, we declare Your Word over this earth, Lord, over this body in the name of Jesus Christ, and declare that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, sickness and disease has been paid for in Jesus' name. The healing from sickness and disease has been paid for in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare we receive that in this place in Jesus' name. Lord, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, sete babasinde, lomondoshite, pahaha, soto, lobabasete, kite, ho, barasinde, lomondoshite, kede, begete, la mamba, suto, loboboshite, kede, begete, la babasondo, le mandas, for there will come a day when the Spirit of Jesus will manifest Himself in healing, 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 healings will manifest, will come forth by the power of God, and many will see and believe and put their trust in the Lord because of the manifestation of what Jesus is doing upon the earth. For in times past, He has laid hands on the sick, and they did recover. But now it is the time for the body of Christ to rise up and take hold of the very attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. For just as Jesus laid hands on the sick and seen demons flee, so my people will do the same and follow after the Anointed One who has paved the way for them to rejoice in all things. This day, rejoice in God. Learn from Him, and He will walk with you and deliver unto you His good pleasure, for the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship You, Jesus. We bless You. I just feel that I'm just going to say that if anybody wants hands laid on them for anything this morning, this has kind of been a little bit unusual. I don't know what you've found this morning, but it's certainly been a bit unusual for me. I sense the power of God. I sense the anointing of Jesus in this place. And as we continue to worship, if you want hands laid on you, come on up and we will pray with you. We'll believe God for change to take place. We're going to look back someday and we're going to say, it was that service, it was that day when things began to change and turn around. We'll not know. It could be today. I don't know. But there will come a time where there'll be such a shift in the Spirit that we'll even be able to identify it in the name of Jesus. So if you need prayer for anything, come on up. We'll pray that you'll be filled with the Spirit, that whatever you need, God will minister to you by His power. So let's continue to worship. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus.